Local Machine Shop.
Hey, is Bowen?
Yeah, Mass is calling.
Yeah, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. Trying to touch base here with Bo.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thanks.
Hello, this is Bo.
Hey, Bo, this is Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Okay.
Look, you probably don't remember, but we spoke back in March about some of the programs that we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. You had said that there was nothing going on for the business at that time, but to follow up towards the end of the year.
No, we still not interested in any financing.
Okay, is there usually a typical time of the year where you guys do kind of sit down, look at the books, see if you guys need some equipment or capital?
Well, things are so bad right now, it's even worse to when you call it March, so.
Oh, no.
I have to pay the two notes we have now.
Well, do you currently have, like, a working capital loan out with somebody?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I got a zero balance on my credit line. I don't want to touch it unless I have to.
Right, yeah, the credit line's a scary one that you don't want to kind of get into. I know that. That's why sometimes these unsecured loans are more of a safer bet because it's not attached to anything like those lines of credit are.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you happen to take those loans out for? Because last time we spoke, you didn't really mention this, but you...
It's just some, I got a forklift, it's like a lease with Wells Fargo and another one with... I forgot the other finance company, but it's two leases. I got one on a machine and one on a forklift. That's it.
Oh, okay. Nice. So that was a recent machine that you had brought on, or is that something that you've already had on?
No, about 2 or 3 years ago. It's just the same company we financed with.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking really to borrow any money, man. We're having trouble paying the notes like it is.
Right. I don't know if you remember, but last time when we had spoken, it was very brief, but I'd mentioned some of the programs that we already have you guys pre-approved for. So it was obviously the equipment financing, which I'm sure you're familiar with, but it was also the working capital one. And if you're fairly familiar with that, it's an unsecured cash loan. And in this type of situation, I know a lot of my clients, the ones that deal mainly with machine shops and the manufacturing industry, they're having, you know, a troublesome time kind of keeping the cash flow, staying positive. But this type of loan is designed where we input cash into the accounts of your business so that you guys can get through these types of times. Is that something that might help you guys out? Like, do you need a little more cash to kind of push the business through this like uncertainty?
No, not at this time. If we got to, like I said, we have a credit line we could use.
Right. Yeah, of course. But, you know, like I said, you know, are you normally using that credit line often, or you haven't touched it for a while?
We paid it off about a year ago, and we hadn't touched it since.
Oh, that's good. Did you just have to kind of use that as an emergency? Is it kind of there just for that reason?
Yeah, it's kind of an emergency.
Right. And was it because things were, like, slowed down that you had to kind of dip into it?
Things slowed down, but it seems like it may start to pick up. Usually every election year, it's always like this. But, you know, other than that, the oil field was down before. So we just wait for the oil field to pick back up.
Yeah, so are most of your clients, kind of refresh my memory here a little bit, but are most of your clients in the oil field, like a bunch of your customers? Are they in oil? Okay, yeah. So yeah, that's probably where the problem's coming from. I've definitely seen it. It's definitely a trend, of course, you know, with the commodity prices of oil very low. All industries across the board are taking a huge hit. Are you guys doing anything kind of, I guess, shift your focus so that it's not like the slow time? Are you doing anything different?
Yeah, I mean, it's just my brother and I here, you know. It we both are part owners, and we're the only ones working here. We're doing everything ourselves, from the office work to the machine work.
You know, oh, wow.
Keep the doors open.
Oh, wow, man. So are you, like, kind of marketing yourselves out there? How are you doing that? How are you trying to, facilitate some new business?
We've been here since 1979. I mean, you can go try to market it, but everybody's fighting for the same work around here.
Mm-hmm.
People are still bringing us. We still have our loyal customers, but the bigger companies, like Schlumberger and all that, they taking the work away from the little people. They're trying to do everything in house.
Yeah, I can imagine. Big public company like that just trying to cut their own costs, so they're looking to just do everything, with themselves. But yeah, man,
so long though. When it busts loose again, they ain't gonna better keep up.
Right. So, are you looking to possibly kind of like shift your customer base and move into maybe a different industry rather than just oil?
No, not really. We're kind of negotiating a buyout. Right. Somebody might be buying us out right now. Actually, we got a customer of ours that might be buying us out. So, and they in the oil field too. They got a bunch of rental companies all the way from West Texas to Louisiana.
Oh, no way. That sounds amazing. So it seems like you guys, kind of have like an exit strategy right now.
Yeah, we kind of want to exit out of it because, Dad had been here 36 years and we're still in a little 40-by-60 building. And, it's just the way it is.
Yep, no, it is. I mean, it's the way of the business, right? But if you have that type of exit strategy, are you looking to do anything after that? Maybe get into a different type of profession? Or are you kind of looking to settle down a little bit, or
I'll probably walk out with a little money in my pocket and probably still have a job, so and won't have all the worries,
Yeah, I could only imagine the type of worries that come with being a business owner and everything. How long have you been in the works with these guys and trying to settle this?
Probably about 3 or 4 weeks now.
Okay, so it's fairly recent.
Yeah, just
right,
very recent. Yeah.
Now, out of my curiosity, this type of acquisition, are they going to purchase, the company itself, like the brand and all the assets, or is it just going to be a purchase of the assets, so they'll just take the equipment?
We really hadn't got that far yet. These people have just bought some companies, so they're trying to see what they can do. They haven't really even contacted us yet. We're just going through another guy, and we're just waiting to see. But hopefully we're going to hear something in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem. Well, I congratulate you and your guys' efforts to kind of push out of this situation. But if things, possibly fall through and you're maybe looking to keep the business for a little while longer, you can feel free to reach out to me. I have you guys on contact. So would you want me to maybe follow up towards the beginning of the year just to see how things have been, if you guys ended up selling or...
You can go ahead and email me some, your information or whatever.
Yeah, okay, that works. What's the best email I can get you at?
That's BELCROINC, as Belcro Inc. @ bellsouth.net.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot you over kind of my contact information and our original offer that we had mailed to you guys way back in March. If something does come up, I know it's not on your top of your priority list, but I'd love to be able to help you guys out, kind of keep my hat in the ring here if you're ever looking to either maybe bring on some new pieces of equipment or just maybe need some cash, just for whatever reasons.
All right,
Bo. It's good catching up with you, and look out for that email.
All right.
All right, man. You take care, okay? It's good catching up.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.